Well, then there are some giant-like problems that can stand before us and just melt us into this deep discouragement. Maybe you have family problems. Maybe your children defy you. Maybe parents are overly demanding. And a spouse, maybe you have a spouse that is unresponsive and you just don't feel like you can cope anymore. Or maybe you or someone in your family has an illness that is wearing you out, wearing you down, and there seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel. What about financial problems that are looming large over your head and you wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning thinking about them? Those are our Goliaths. The mortgage, education loans, credit cards, medical bills, whatever they are, they loom over us and they are constantly pulling us down, aren't they? Is that what your Goliath is? A pastor friend of mine said that he was so excited when the church decided to put a new lighted church sign where he can place letters under glass to protect them from the weather. Okay, you understand what I'm talking about? The first thing that he put up was a sign that said, quote, "If you are tired of sin, come on in." Pretty cute, don't you think? Then someone wrote on the glass with a marker, "If you're not, call 816-749. The pastor said the thing that upset him the most was that the line was busy every time he called. In all seriousness, though, it can be very distressful when we are faced with a temptation that overwhelms us. Amen? We say like Paul in Romans 7, "I don't understand myself at all, for I really want to do what is right." How many of us are there? We want to do what is right, but Paul says, "I don't do it. Instead, I do the very thing that I hate." Facing giants can be a discouraging experience, but you know, we will face them whether we try not to or not. One thing that we learn from David is to expect difficulties from time to time. He faced difficulties in his young life. Lions and bears and sheep rustlers. And he defeated them with his experience, his slingshot, and his staff. God was preparing him for the battle of his lifetime, amen, against this guy called Goliath. David also teaches us that the timing of when the giants come is not nearly as important as how we handle them when they do. Do you understand what I'm saying? The timing of when giants come is not nearly as important as how we handle them when they do. Well, from this story, we understand that David is the real giant. And if we look at how David handled this giant, we see that there may be some hint that we can grab a hold of and help us out. Again, for 40 days, twice a day, Goliath bellowed his challenge to the Israelite army. But on the 41st day, onto the battlefield came a teenage shepherd boy named David. This shepherd boy responded with faith rather than fear. How could David look at this situation so differently than seasoned soldiers of Israel? One difference was David's perspective on the problem. When he looked at the situation, he didn't see a giant as much as he saw someone defying God. You understand that? He didn't see this thing that was over 9 foot tall standing out there. He saw this person out there that was defying the God that he believed in to his core, every fiber of his being, down to his DNA. He believed in the God that this person was standing out there and defying. That's what he saw. That was David's perspective. God was as real to David as Goliath was to the soldiers. Now I want you to hear that. God was as real to David as Goliath was to the soldiers. How often are our problems as real to us as that?